listener production.
Hello, Damien Carvin with your news briefing. Families across the country will have access to paid domestic violence leave for up to 10 days. The change to kick in tomorrow for medium to large business. Small business will have 6 months to adapt. Prime Minister Anthony Albanese says it's about stopping people having to choose between their own safety and earning money.
It is truly remarkable that until now these have been very real choices, choices that a shocking number of Australian women have had to face. It's 2023, we're nearly a quarter of the way through this century. We ought to have been so much better than that.
Pressure is building on the McGowan government to take a tougher stand against people who deliberately ram police cars. The president of the police union today calling for 3-year mandatory sentencing to be introduced. Paul Gale says he's written to the Premier demanding change. A brazen robbery at the Perth home of tennis great Margaret Court. Police say it happened on Australia Day. Awards and medals were stolen. Two men in their 30s have since been charged. Mrs. Court on 7 thanking local police.
I saw them right away on the little screen at the front door, and police got right onto it, so they were awesome.
The New Zealand Prime Minister has decided his first international trip will be across the Tasman. Chris Hipkins has confirmed a day trip to meet Anthony Albanese in Canberra has been set down for Feb 7. The pair will discuss the economy and the Pacific region. No rest for Steve Smith and his test teammates. Fresh off a 4th Allan Border medal overnight, the Australian team today departing for next month's big series against India. Smith says it doesn't get much bigger for his side over the next 6 months.
I think India and England are next two opponents over the next 6 months. Probably the two biggest as an Australian test cricketer. So, you know, we've got some challenges in front of us, but the guys are ready for it.
The Tasmanian government has committed to a 2-year extension with Hawthorn for 4 games a season in Launceston.